Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. We've made it through another week, folks. We're getting closer to spring. The days are getting longer. It's downhill. Right now, it's downhill. Winter's just about over. And, you know, we have to start thinking positive. Spring is only 34 days away. 34 days away. And daylight savings time, 28 days away. Now, daylight savings time, to me anyways, and I'm sure to a lot of you, is a bonus. Because when you get home from work, you want to spend a little bit of time, you know, outside maybe, and it's dark out right now by the time you get home from work. Well, with an extra hour of daylight added to it, that's going to help you feel mentally better. It'll be easier for you to drive to get home to begin with, because you won't be driving in the dark. And then when you get home, you'll be able to see what the house looks like. It will give you a lot more energy. In the morning, it's going to be darker, but who cares? You're going to work anyways. But when you get home, you'll be able to relax. It won't be as dark. And it's going to make you feel a lot better. And then when we cross that magic day, spring, March 20th, that will really help to make you feel better. Now, what I'd like you to do is this. February can be a rough time of the year for a lot of us because we're still in the winter mode. The days are still a little bit short. But if you get a minute, Monday's a holiday, so you'll have some additional time to do things. If you have a forsythia plant, if you have any flowering tree, so if you have a flowering crab, doesn't matter what color, white, pink, red, if you have a flowering pear, flowering cherry, if you have a flowering plum, today, tomorrow, grab some pruners. Go outside, do a little bit of pruning. You know, create a nice shape of your plant. If they're going to be too tall, prune them down a little bit. And bring those branches in the house, put them in a tall vase of water, and within 7 to 10 days, that vase will be full of beautiful color. Now, think about this. Forsythia branches, forsythia grows to be 6 feet, right? We don't need to have it 6 feet tall unless you want it for a privacy hedge. But cut some branches about 3 feet. And if you've got a big, heavy vase, and for those of you that are buying roses today, hey, it's Valentine's Day. Don't forget that, whatever you do. Take the empty vase that the roses come in, or carnations. And we'll talk about those flowers today. What's a good choice for you? What will last the longest? But if you've got a good heavy vase, you take some of these forsythia branches and you put them in that vase, cut them at different heights. If you have a flowering crab, cut some of the branches from the flowering crab, just a couple feet long. Some of the branches that maybe are weeping too close to the ground, and when you mow, they keep getting in the way. So you want to raise the height of the lower branches to make it easier for you to maintain your property. Now's the time to do that. So you take some of those branches. So you've got some pink crabs, a white cherry, a yellow forsythia. You could even prune a magnolia. Look for the big fat buds. Put that in there. Fruit trees. You could prune some of the fruit tree branches and put that in the tall vase. And when everything comes into bloom, you're going to have your own little flower show. And there's nothing that will make you feel better on a day where it's cold, it's snowy. You look out the window and you've got this vase full of flowers. Give Mother Nature the raspberry. You know, Al Gore says we have global warming. I don't know where he got that theory, because it hasn't been global warming this year in any part of the country. From Florida to Maine, Maine to Oregon. The only place there's global warming is at the Olympics. They don't have the snow. And it's been raining instead of snowing. I don't know what's going on. But you've got to keep saying to yourself, winter's almost over. You're going to feel so much better. And you know what I do? My wife thinks I'm crazy, but it works. Where the dryer exhaust is on the end of the house, it's where the sun comes up in the morning. So it's an easterly exposure with a little bit of south-facing. But from the dryer coming on a regular basis, the ground seems to stay a little bit more thawed in that area than being frozen all the time. And that's where my first crocuses appear, right near the dryer vent. You pick off a little bit of lint that comes out of the exhaust, and the crocuses look beautiful. And that's a good sign. Those of you that have a south-facing home, I always plant right near the foundation on the front of the house some early blooming bulbs, and that is a good sign also. So think positive. Winter is almost done. 34 days to spring. And if you're thinking about seeing some beautiful gardens, mark down July 17th. Because that's the date of the garden tour here in Kennebunk, Maine. And it's going to be a great time. About 10 homes will be offered in the garden tour. The cost is around $20. And you'll be able to come to my yard and see what I'm doing. I'll be there. And we'll spend some time together. And you'll get the chance to see all of the gardens. And we have a new garden that we're building. Should be all done by then. And I think you'll have a lot of fun looking at all of these homes. Now, if we can help you, the phone number is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You give Jared a call. He'll get you set up. And we'll work together to get you ready, to get you motivated, to try and clear up some of the problems that you had last year. If you're planting a new piece of garden, you're not quite sure what to do, that's the number you call. That's the whole purpose of the show, is to educate you and to help you with the problems that you have. And we'll be telling you about some of the new products that are coming out there. And there are some fantastic things coming out in the spring that will help you to have a better garden. This time of the year, you want to start thinking about getting ready to start some plants, some of the vegetables indoors, some of your flowers indoors. And in the weeks to come, we'll be telling you how to do that. We have an expert that's going to be joining us shortly, not today, but in the days to come. And we're going to talk about vegetables. We're going to talk about flowers and tell you how to start them. Anybody can do this. The whole secret with starting flowers inside the house is to know when the right time is. And you're going to be able to find that out in the weeks to come. We're getting ready to put out a chart of what flowers should be started indoors, when to start them, and how to. We'll do the same thing with vegetables. Some of them you don't start in the house. You don't start carrots and beets and radishes. But a lot of the other things you can get started. And we'll be telling you how to do that in the weeks to come. The phone number, one more time, 800-259-9231. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then compost tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Jared, good morning. Are you tired of shoveling snow or what?
I'm very tired of shoveling snow.
How much snow do you have on the ground where you live in Minnesota?
I'm not sure what the official number is at all, but like I said, on either sides of my driveway right now, I have about 4 foot drifts, maybe 6 feet where the road meets there. So we've got enough.
I'll tell you, my house in Maine is, the front lawn is totally, totally green. There's a little bit of snow on the side of the road. You go into like Boston, and there's nothing on the ground. I'm not complaining, but we've been very, very fortunate. Northern New England, you know, compared to the middle part of the country, like Baltimore, they've got 79.9 inches of snow in the last 3 weeks. It's got to be a total disaster for the cities as well as, you know, roofs and things like that. Mm-hmm. But February is not over yet.
<Not at all. laughs>
Who do we have up first this morning, Jared?
Okay, first up this morning we have George on the line, who's calling about a lawn problem.
George, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a lawn area about 2,000 or 3,000 square feet.
Okay.
And all of the grass died 2 years ago. I replanted it that season. It came in with a good stand. I had to mow it and so forth for a little while. And again, that all died. So last spring, again, I replanted it, and with the same results. It came in, good stand, lasted, a month or two, and again, all died. It's good soil. The only potential problem I see is that it is somewhat shaded by Norway maples.
Okay. Are these great big Norway maples?
Yes, they are.
So it's, now what would you say the amount of shade is? More than 50% of the day?
Probably about 50% of the day.
Yeah. Okay.
I've had a lawn there for 50-some years, but, of course, the trees are a lot bigger now than they used to be.
Right, right. There's a new blend of grass seed that's coming out of Canada, and it's going to be available this spring. It's called Eco Lawn, and it's made up of fescues. Now, most of the grass seed blends have bluegrass in it, and bluegrass will not tolerate the shade. It comes up beautiful, you get all excited, and then all of a sudden you start to see a little bit of a white dust on it. That's powdery mildew, and once that gets in there, it's just a matter of time. But boy, it should last more than 30 days. But in the weeks to come, we'll be talking about this Eco Lawn. It comes from Canada. It's a blend. I mean, I just can't believe the seed. I planted some in my yard last fall, and it came in pretty good. So I'm anxious to see how it's really going to do in the spring. But it's a blend of five or six kinds of fescue. Now, fescue is a smaller blade as far as width than bluegrass. But here's the neat thing about this blend of seed. You plant your seed, you fertilize it, you keep it wet, the seed will come in, germinate and grow, and for the first couple of months you treat it like any other grass seed. Once it's fully established, which is going to take 60 to 90 days, this seed, this plant, will take care of itself. It will only grow 3 inches tall, which means that maybe you'll mow this lawn twice a year, three times a year. This type of grass seed blend requires one feeding of fertilizer a year in the spring. One feeding. Fescue has no disease problems, and because of the type of plant, most insects don't like it. They want more bluegrass-type seeds, so less insect problems, virtually no disease. Mowing 2 to 3 times a year will grow in full sun or shade, will grow in a sandy soil, will grow on the side of the road where you get salt from the snowplow put in. So I'm pretty excited about this. It's virtually maintenance-free, just in the cost of water. For those of you that have to buy water, it'll save you hundreds of dollars per year, and your maintenance will be nothing because you only need to feed it once a year in the spring. 800-259-9231.
Grow nursery-quality plants with Jiffy Brand Potting Mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy Brand Potting Mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy Brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Ferry Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Ferry Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own.
I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from powervapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Guiding Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Barry on the line who's calling about roses.
Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Guiding Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. And yourself, Barry?
Pretty well, thanks. I have a garden that I'll be working on in the spring where these folks who just moved here from Nassau cut down every rose in December, hybrid teas, rugoses. I wanted to know from you, will they come back or do I dig them out and start all over again?
How far to the ground did they cut the hybrid tea roses?
Oh, maybe 2 or 3 inches from the ground.
2 or 3 inches, wow. The rugosa roses, that's not a problem. Rugosa roses. I remember the first time I was working for a man, and he had a Rosa Rugosa hedge. They were about four and a half feet tall. And he said, it's time to bring it back to life. And he gave me some loppers, and he said, take these Rosa Rugosas and cut them down to about 3 inches. And I went, 3 inches? You're not going to have anything left. He said, you wait. So we cut the whole hedge right down to 3 inches. We cleaned around them, pulled up all the weeds, put a nice edge on the bed, fertilized them, put down some fresh bark mulch. And by the end of the year, they had grown back up to about 2 feet, and they were absolutely beautiful. We didn't get as many flowers. The following year, my God, they were absolutely beautiful. Hybrid teas down that much. I mean, the plant's not dead, but it's going to take a long time. So what I would do, Barry, is just have some patience, see what happens once we get into May, early June, and most of the garden centers and nurseries really don't start to sell a lot of roses until we get towards the end of May to the beginning of June. Because at that point, the rose bush is nothing but sticks, and most people want to see a little bit of growth coming on it. So I would hold off. What I would do is to clean up around them and get the soil ready, you know, feed them, put some compost on them, edge up all those beds, and see what happens. If the plants are well established, they've got a nice big root, they will put out some new growth. But the main thing you want to do, Barry, is watch where the new growth comes out. Roses are grafted. There's a swollen area that resembles your fist. And that's where the branches come up. Because they pruned it back so hard, the plant may sucker or produce new growth from below the graft. And if that happens, that growth will grow very, very quick, just makes leaves. It does not make flowers. So look at them, and if anything comes below the graft, remove it and encourage what comes above the graft. And you should be okay, but, you know, they really cut them back hard. I don't cut my roses any further than 18 inches. That way, if there is some dieback, I still have a little bit of play left as far as cutting them back. And I've always felt that in New England, I don't follow the rose books. Then they tell you to cut it down to a foot. I give it that extra 6 inches. I can always prune it again, but for me, that's what I do. And I never do that pruning on roses until the Red Sox play baseball for real. So if you live in Chicago, when the Cubs come to play, or the White Sox, that's when you prune your roses and not before. And roses in the north part of the country. So from Oregon to Maine, never prune those roses until the spring. Never, ever in the fall. Thank you, Barry.
Thank you.
Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Lucille on the line. Lucille's got a question about covering plants.
Lucille, good morning.
Good morning. I'm planning way ahead for a vegetable garden. And I'm looking to purchase things to cover. I would like to start some tender vegetables a little earlier than I should. And I've been looking at the plethora of stuff that's available to cover these things, and was wondering what's good, bad, or indifferent. I've seen glass bales, blankets, plastic row covers, and I don't know what to get.
Yeah. What I use is something called Rime, which is it's like a woven white cloth that you can drape over the plants at night. And what I do, Lucille, is this. I'll buy a package of, they're like little bamboo, they call them pencil stakes, and they're dyed green, and you can buy them in like a little plastic bag with 25 of them, and coming 2 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet, whatever you want. In your case, you don't need a 4-footer. You can buy some 2-foot stakes, you push it in the ground, one on each side of your plant, and that way you can drape your frost blanket or rime on top of it, and that way the cloth doesn't touch the plants, and there's a space between the top of the plant and this frost blanket. And then during the day, you just roll it up, leave it at the end of the row, and then at night, roll it right back on top. Now, if you get a cold day, just leave it right over it. And because the way it's woven, the light can still get through, and it will help to hold some of the heat from the sun. It will get trapped in there. Glass bells, you have to buy one for every single plant, so that's going to be expensive. Plastic is heavy. And if you get a rain and you have it on there, you could get pockets where the rain will build up on the plastic and will get heavy, and it will end up bending or breaking the plant. But this rime or a frost blanket is porous, so when it rains, it'll go right through it, and you won't have anything that's going to get crushed. But get some little pencil stakes, put them right around the plants so that it creates kind of a structure around it. And that way, when you drape your rime material on it, it works good. And I'm going to tell you, there's a new product coming out this spring, and I'm going to do about half my garden with it. It is a woven black plastic, and all of the nurseries use this, or a lot of the nurseries either use it in their greenhouse or where they have shrubs, and they put the shrubbery or the plants on top of it, and it creates a weed blanket. Well, there's a company from Kentucky, and they have taken this blanket to the ultimate. What they've done is every 18 inches, they have sewn on the underside of this blanket a piece of soaker hose or drip irrigation. You unroll it on your garden. It's black. So if you can put it down, let's say around St. Patrick's Day or during early April, and you just pin it to the ground, it will absorb the heat. And it will make your soil 20 to 30 degrees warmer than the ground around it. That way, when you plant, the soil is nice and warm. You take a box cutter, you cut a little X into it, make a hole, and plant right there. No weeds. The soil will be hotter than normal, which is going to be great for giving you a head start. And if you grow peppers or eggplant, you'll have the best eggplant peppers that you've ever had, and you'll cut your watering by 50%. You'll eliminate a lot of diseases because you're not using an overhead sprinkler to water the garden. So there's a lot of new things, but look for this. Just when you go to the nursery, what you want is, it's called Rime, and it's also under the name of a frost blanket. But you just drape it over those plants, and it works wonderful. Thank you, Lucille. Good idea, because we are anxious. But don't do it with things like tomatoes and peppers too early. You know, you can go a couple weeks, but don't put them out there, let's say, the middle of April, because it's going to be way too early. And we'll talk about timing in the days to come. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Gene on the line, who's calling about his daffodils.
Gene, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I'm from Bridgewater. I got some daffodils in the shed that I never planted. I want to know if I can put them in a pot, bring them in the house, and if they'll grow.
Well, I'll tell you. The first thing I want you to do before you go through all of that work, I want you to squeeze them, to make sure that they feel firm. Now, on the bottom, they feel firm?
Yep. And they got little things growing, starting to grow out of them.
Okay.
They're still in the package in the shed.
Okay. Bring them in, pot them up, and you don't have to bring them inside the house because you want them to make a root system. So what I would do, Gene, is this. Get some get some containers, plant them, and then give them a good drink of water so that they've got plenty of moisture in the soil to develop a good, strong root system. And then put them, if you have bulkhead stairs that go into your cellar, put them on the bulkhead stairs, put them in your garage or back into the tool shed so that the temperatures stay cool. If you can keep them from not freezing, that would be great. So inside a garage, that way it will be have a little bit of heat in there. I'm afraid that if you put them in the house where it's, you know, 70 degrees, the roots will start, and instead of the plant concentrating or producing the root system first, because the shoots have already started, it's going to grow the foliage faster than the roots, and you're going to end up with flowers but not a root system. So pot them up, give them a good drink, and then put them where it's going to be cold for at least a month. So if you could put them back in your tool shed, back in your garage, in your basement, on the floor, but if you have bulkhead stairs, put them there for 30 days and then bring them in the house. By then, you should have a nice, strong root system. And then when they bloom and the flower goes by, cut off the dead flowers and keep them alive so that you can plant them in your yard with the foliage. Even though it's cold out, you can put them out there. The one thing that you may see happen, because the bulbs themselves haven't been planted, you may end up with no flowers. Because sometimes in storage, especially this long, the first thing to go is the bloom. So if you don't get a bloom, don't panic. Let the foliage come out. Let the foliage grow. Let it mature. Plant it in your garden with the foliage during April, and it will rebloom for you next year. So don't throw them away. Don't give up the ship just yet. 800-259-9231. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Have you ever made compost in the backyard? It's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Okay. So you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar.
is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Bert on the line, who's calling about a Christmas cactus.
Bert, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yeah, good morning. I have a very, very large Christmas cactus. Have it up on a stand. Not getting too much sun for the winter. Inside. The limbs are hanging way down. Once again, Paul, very large Christmas cactus, and it seems to be pruning itself. Some of the leaves are breaking away, and that's about all I can tell you with this thing. Very large. I have to put it in the bathtub to water it.
That is a big plant.
Yes, it is.
Well, the thing that I would do, Bert, is the branches that break off. If you bought yourself a little tinfoil envelope of rooting powder, you can't root it right where it broke off because that part of the plant is really woody. But you could take pieces about 4 inches, 5 inches in length, break them from the branch that fell, stick them in some rooting powder, shake off the excess, and put 4, 5, 6 cuttings into a pot. Of course, it will depend on the size of the pot, and you can start new ones. What's happening is the plant is so big, it's becoming top-heavy, and when you move it around, the weight of the branches from you moving it is causing it to snap. But I would start rooting cuttings from that, and luckily for you, that Christmas cactus doesn't have to be repotted, you know, every couple of years. They can stay in a pot, pretty well pot bound, so they can stay in a much smaller pot than any other plant. But as far as them breaking, it's just the weight and the length of the branch. And the only thing that you can do, and it would spoil the look, is to get these little pencil stakes and, you know, tie the branches with some string or some yarn to these stakes. But then the plant looks terrible with all these sticks coming out.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah. The best thing for you to do is if you could find a great big saucer, the nurseries and garden centers are getting all of their products in for the spring now, and they're setting up the stores. Put it in a great big saucer and try and leave it there and do the watering right where you've placed it. And that way you can just pour the water on, and if the plant is really big, like you say, let it soak in water. So fill the plant full of water, let the excess come out, let it sit in the saucer with water for maybe 1 hour or 2 hours. And then I did this with a plant because of the same thing. And then what I did without telling my wife is I took my turkey baster and sucked the excess water out of the saucer and then put it in the dishwasher, and everything was fine. But if you pick up the plant and then empty the saucer, then again, you are moving it and you could break some of the branches. So I just put it in a great big plastic saucer so that it wouldn't create moisture and ruin the area that it's on, and give it a good drink right there. The other thing that will help, get some Osmocote pellets. It's a time release fertilizer, and sprinkle those pellets.
Yeah.
The thing that I like about Osmocote, Bert, is it's going to feed your plant every time you water for up to 6 months. So every time you water, the pellets get wet. They kind of like bleed through its little capsule, and the fertilizer goes into the plant. A lot of the big greenhouses have now turned to this because it will cut their labor. Instead of feeding every week with a liquid food, and it works well. But anything that breaks off, I think it's just the branch is going to be too long, too heavy, and it's breaking at those knuckles. But if you can root those, and they should root real, real easy, you can start a whole bunch of new plants. And if the day ever comes that the big mother has serious damage, at least you'll have the new ones that you can use to enjoy the flowers from the mother plant. 800-259-9231. Give us a call.